Hey, thanks for listening to this Joy podcast. If you like what we do and you listen to our podcast on a regular basis, it's time to put your money where your ears are. It's Radiothon. Go to joy.org.au, become a member or donate and keep us out loud and proud so we can make more of the stuff you like.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy live from Etihad Stadium, where the Saints and Swans are going head-to-head for the annual AFL Pride Match. You're on Joy 94.9, sponsored by the AFL.
It's the Pride game. I'm Beck. I'm here with Bree. We are having a grand old time, aren't we, Breeza?
Oh, we are. We're loving life.
Now, Breeza, I feel like we're about to interview our bosses.
We are. That's because we are.
We need to behave.
We do.
We are here with Melinda Rich, the president of Joy 94.9.
Madam President.
And
thank you. I feel like we just introduced the Queen.
I know. And Tennille, the CEO of Joy, if you don't mind.
Hey, how are you guys going?
We are going wonderful, and we're so pleased to have you two here tonight.
You guys are the bosses tonight, not us.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
What are you
all right, here we are.
Now, tell us, we've been in here in the booth busily interviewing the who's who of who in the LGBTIQ AFL community. Tell us what's been going on out there.
The Swans, my team, have been doing exceptionally well.
They're
about 12 goals up.
Melinda, we thought we would actually out you tonight as a Swans supporter.
That is on the run sheet, isn't it? We were going to out you.
It's been disclosed.
You're a proper Swans supporter, aren't you?
Yes, yeah. I can remember seeing the Swans in the early 80s when they first moved to Sydney.
So proper.
Yep. And I was there
Jeffrey Edelston days.
Yeah, the Kappa days.
I was going to say Warwick Kappa.
Yeah. Yes, my grandfather was a Tasmanian. So
that didn't feel
sorry to hear that.
Warwick Kappa. Well, I don't know. I was too young to sort of comprehend what was going on, maybe.
But the Swans are doing a wow of a job.
Yes.
I mean, the thing is, irrespective of who you barrack for, the Pride Cup is getting $500 for every goal that's kicked tonight.
So fantastic.
We're cheering for goals.
Just goals.
Absolutely. We're agnostic to team. Whoever kicks them, it's good.
What are you, Tennille? Who are you going for?
Well, look, I'm from Queensland.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
So this game
You've got two teams up there you can choose from.
I know, well, it's going to be the Saints then.
They're from Melbourne.
For balance.
Yeah. No, that's...
Well, and the reason is because as a Queenslander, I would never go for Sydney. So.
Hello.
You get that right.
Is that Queensland, New South Wales
That's why we took some photos outside with some rivalry sort of going
on,
right?
We did. We had a little bit of a rivals shoot.
Fun. We'll look forward to that. Now, this is the third men's Pride game broadcast we've done, plus we did the AFLW, obviously with the support of Joy. Why do you two think it's important that Joy's involved in these games?
I think from my perspective, it's two reasons. One is seeing diversity and inclusion being put on the mainstream agenda in something as huge as AFL is obviously something we need to be part of. And the second thing is you guys. So you guys represent something within Joy, but then also something within the broader AFL and sporting community, which is really unique and diverse. So we want to support both of those things.
Yep.
And we're in Melbourne.
Absolutely.
So why wouldn't we want to be part of that?
Yeah, and I totally agree. I mean, we always want to get more female voices on air.
That's right.
Which you guys, you know, tick that box in spades, but also it's in such a non-traditional sort of area. So I think it's fantastic what you guys do.
And you did win that award last year.
That's right. Small thing, but, you know.
Don't mean to blow our own trumpets, we did.
And I did smash the trophy, but we won't talk about that.
Do you think that sport is, and AFL is, that area that's perhaps been missing a little bit for the LGBTI community? Do you think it's that masculine sort of mainstream sport that's been a bit missed?
I think that's definitely, I'm from Queensland. I moved down here 16 years ago. Coming to the football isn't something that you kind of think is a safe space.
Mm.
So nights like tonight are so incredibly important. And it's just really nice to actually come in and see all of the other LGBTI people coming into the game and feeling really comfortable here, because it is, I mean, it's, you know, lots of, I guess, testosterone is the vibe that you get at these sorts of things. So to make it a safe space, I mean, everything, I mean, the little details as well, like making sure that the bathrooms are open to everybody, that there's, you know, all of those traditional binary kind of things are being
They're
removed
for the
night.
Tiny things that make a huge difference, though,
Absolutely.
Aren't they?
Yeah. And seeing young kids, you know, in the rainbow beanies and scarves and here with their families, I mean, it means that the LGBTI agenda is something that is now at the forefront of so many more people's minds. So it's a really, really important night.
Yep.
And same for you, Melinda. That's your vibe out there?
Yeah. I mean, I... There's what, you know, almost what, 18 teams in the AFL, 40-odd players per team. You know, you statistically, you sort of can't tell me that there's not some, you know, perhaps closeted players. So, you know, I just think it's so important that we take this stuff mainstream, because it is mainstream. We're just part of the community like everyone else.
Yeah.
And, you know, having events like this just reinforces that. And I think, as Tennille said, all those little touches are just so, so important. I think the AFL is quite a welcoming game. You see a lot of kids, a lot of families always at AFL footy, but there's that special extra layer of inclusiveness that goes on at a game like this.
Yeah, making sure that young people, and people of all ages, but young people see that being part of the LGBTI community isn't a negative thing. It shouldn't exclude them from wanting to participate in something like sport. So having the women's, is it a league?
Yes.
Can I say league?
Yeah, no, well done.
Of course.
I was
getting here on time for a kickoff, and I got in trouble for that.
First bounce.
And then I want to know, is the pitch, is it a pitch?
Oh, no, it's not.
It's a ground.
Okay, is it that shape because
it's the oval?
Don't get that.
Is that because of cricket?
Well, Aussie rules started as an off-season training game for cricketers. Yes.
Okay, so the shape of... Okay, because it's just weird that it's sort of circular, you know?
New on Ticks Talking Footy next week, CEO
Tennille. AFL 101.
The CEO of Cricket Australia to talk about the co-tenancy of our grounds.
I mean, you know, I was just sitting up there before, right up high I was.
In the nosebleeds.
Looking down, and I was like, this just feels like I'm at the cricket, but with, like, you know, lots of...
A lot more players.
Things.
You're adorable.
I think it's great. This is why it's so important to get people like me to the football.
You know what, though? We talk about education, about the LGBTIQ community, but it's education about football, too, you know?
Absolutely, because I actually don't understand the game. So I love coming to the one game a year that I come to now.
But do you know what, though? I think that's important because there's a lot of LGBTIQ people here who aren't fans of football, but they're just fans of the concept and fans of the game.
Absolutely. Yep. And wanting to be part of it because their friends and family members are part of this culture. I mean, I love listening to the reason you guys all got involved in AFL, and it's part of that family connection, and that's really important. So to have something like this that will bring people back to the game and bring families back together, that's a great thing.
Absolutely. I have to say, I witnessed this beautiful moment out in the bar before. I was out there talking with Hannah Mountsey, Australia's most famous transgender footballer at the moment. But a man who would have been, I imagine, in his 70s, came up to Hannah and said, shook her hand and said to her, oh, I saw you on open mic the other night. And obviously he's a man of a generation that sort of watched that show and said, have they found somewhere for you to play yet?
Oh,
and I thought, what a really beautiful moment that, you know, because I imagine a lot of men of his generation talking to transgender person would have been something he could, you know, not even imagine. But I thought, how lovely for this game that it can bring people together like that.
And great for AFL to be part of it, because we know as members of the community that those kinds of things do happen, that every day that we come out to somebody, every day that we have a conversation with someone about our gender identity or our sexuality, we're breaking down another barrier. So the enormous gesture by the AFL and the Saints to actually champion this kind of game takes that conversation to a whole other level, and that's really, really exciting.
Yeah, it's really what tonight's about, isn't it? Making sure everyone feels welcome to come along to the game that they love.
Absolutely. Now, or don't know about.
Or don't know
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now tell me, you two. It's a big week on Joy. It's a big month on Joy.
Yeah, very, very big.
What have we got on? Give it a pump.
Radiothon.
Radiothon.
It's time to renew your membership. Yeah, renew your membership. Take out a membership if you've never done it before but always listen in and think you should but just didn't quite get around to it.
There's an ally membership.
Yep.
I imagine there's a lot of allies.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know
an
that.
An ally supporter, yeah, because we wanted to make sure that we know that a large percentage of people who listen to Joy don't identify as LGBTI. They identify as allies.
It's not our fault we were born this way.
But if you think about it, things like the marriage equality win that we had, we didn't get that just as LGBTI people.
No, that's right.
That was all of our family members, all of our friends, and just genuinely people who want to support diversity. So we know that those people listen to Joy as well. So we just wanted to sort of say, hey, if you're an ally of this community and you support this station and what we do, we'd love for you to be able to do that. And yes, it is financial, but that's what keeps us on the air. We need money. So membership, sign up, renew, extend your membership. Take out an ally supporter donation, donate, and on the 25th of June.
25th of June, yeah.
Between 5:30 and 6:30. We've got Hour of Power. So every dollar that's donated in that hour will be matched by some of our super patrons.
And that is no mean feat,
no,
is it?
It's huge.
Like, that's, you know, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So it's not just allies, the LGBTI community, we got
everyone.
Prizes?
Yeah, so if you take out a membership between the 1st of May and the 30th of June this year, you go into the running to win a return trip for two people to LA, 7 nights accommodation and flying premium economy with our partners Virgin Australia.
Not
Does
just
that
economy.
Include renewal?
Yes. Get any membership
I'm going to renew my membership, Beck.
Are you going to take me to LA, Brie?
Yep. Yep.
You all heard that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I'm
Beck and I are going to go to LA.
Great. And talk about Joy.
Yes.
Well, look, Belinda, Tennille, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I have to say thank you for the support of Joy for this broadcast, but not just this, our show generally. The support we get from the station is amazing. So get out there, enjoy the second half. Hopefully the Saints can come back, but not for you, Melinda. You'll be hoping the Swans win. It's Beck and Brie. We're here from Etihad on Chicks Talking Footy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.